Shalom, this is Billy Brim saying welcome home to Shelley and me, myself. We arrived home yesterday just before noon, had wonderful fellowship with Terry and his family, Brenda, Tony, and then last night I slept the correct time, so I think I'm already turned around. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to let you know, though, that I am going to be in a rest mode for a little bit. There's going to be prayer, food, and fellowship at Prayer Mountain today at noon, but I will not be there. I'm going to obey and get a Sabbath rest today and tomorrow. And I have to just kick it into high gear and be ready for our 3BI May 5th through 9th at Collinsville, Oklahoma, at our church, a glorious church fellowship. For several reasons, the Lord has led me and our next 3BI class that I teach to the charter class, and they'll be there, is the Bible, the story of the glory. Oh, I'm looking so forward to it. I decided that we would enlarge those who could sit in the class. And you don't have to be a charter class member. I don't know if all this, because we do have desks, we do have tables and chairs, and it's a schoolroom, classroom setting. And so I don't know if they filled it up or not. But you can go online and find out, because we will be limited to, 200 with tables and chairs, maybe a little bit more. But you could go online or you could call us at 417-593-9517. That's 417-593-9517. And I'm thinking that one day out of the class, we'll stream it live and let you see what a 3BI class is like. Well, I'm just home from, in some ways, it was the best tour ever to Israel. I think the thing that was so great to me was the camaraderie among the people. We had 50 or so people and lots of couples, husbands and wives. And I don't know, they just seemed to bond and get along and become a core family. And they visited with each other and got to know each other. And I said the last night at our going away, it was a microcosm of what can be when a church, a congregation, a family of believers, a family, walk in love and unity all the way along the whole tour, which we planned. Surprise things happened. A group of soldiers that we interacted with, a bar mitzvah that got to take place. It's just marvelous. And Terry told me last night that someone from his church has said, we're already saving our money for the next trip. And then, Shelley and I went over into Jordan for 2 days, where we were the guests of Max and Quinn. And I'll find out. Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here.
Where?
I am in Jerusalem.
I thought so. I just left Jerusalem, and here you came to Jerusalem.
Yeah, I am. I came this morning. I went to, McDowell. We went to McDowell. There's 7 of us here. Guy picked us up from the border, and we went to McDowell, and after that we went to the lake, and after that we went to eat, and we drove to Jerusalem. So we are in a hotel in Jerusalem.
I want to tell you this about Max. When I was on the Israeli side of the border getting ready to cross over, they said, oh, we love Max. We love Max. He's such a good man. This is the Jews. And then we crossed over to the border, and there were a lot of people there because it was a holiday for the Muslim people. And lots of people in the crossing place, the border crossing, could have been lots of problems. But someone high ranking sent for us to come up to their office and told us, and then pushed us right on through. And Max had favor, and we had favor, and the man invited us. I don't think I can tell you. He was a general. I don't think I can tell you exactly what about, but it's amazing what kind of a favor the Lord has given you, Max, in that part of the world. Both sides of the border. Just amazing, Max.
Yes, yes. I mean, we're just
and it
so...
couldn't be anything but God-given.
Yes, amen. We're just so... so blessed to be connected to these people. It is God, Miss Billy. It is God.
Oh, my.
The glory of God and the prayers and all of us. And, you know, I know a lot of people praying for you and Shelley and the people who went with you to Israel and to Jordan.
Right.
And I know people praying for me and Quinn wherever we go. Praise the Lord.
Oh, prayer. We couldn't be more convinced of the power of what the Lord called in a recent call, prayer force. We are a prayer force, but prayer itself is a force. And we walked it out. We actually floated on the wings of prayer. And Max and Quinn, they drove us to amazing places, high in the mountains, in the footsteps of the prophets. They took us to the place of Elijah. I've heard Elisha, the Tishbite. It says in the Bible, and the Gileadite, and so we went there to the high mountains where he was born. And then, of course, we went to the high mountains. Shelley said yesterday it's kind of like a mountain tour. And we went to the place where Moses, where God buried Moses, where Moses left his body, departed. And it was just amazing. And
unto the lake.
Yes,
from Jordan side.
We saw the lake from the Jordan side and a cave where I'm quite sure Jesus. The history says, oral history, that Jesus and his disciples went into that cave, and we went in it. And you could see it's a place they could do it, and you know the thing about it is you just look right over to the Sea of Galilee, and there it is, from the Jordan side. So we know all of this is. Greater Israel. In the scheme of things, when it's settled during the millennial age, that, of course, is a part of Israel. So, and Romans, and a part of what the Lord calls his land. So, they were gracious hosts to us. We just had a wonderful time. Then, of course, they were taking their own tour, which they have with them today, back in Jerusalem, and they've got things planned. When Shelley and I, got back into Israel, and then the group went on, our tour group went on, we had been invited to go on a private tour with a man who has a ministry called Save Jerusalem. And he took us to the Samuel School of the Prophets in a place called Ramah. It's the highest mountain overlooking Jerusalem. We're trying to figure out if we can make it a part of our next tours. It's a little bit challenging to walk there. Well, you can drive the car way up, but then you walk, and you still have a great view. But if you want the greatest of greatest views, they said to me, there are 54 steps. Can you make them? And I said, yes, I can. But they're not new steps. They're ancient steps. I think the steps themselves are about, I don't know, Roman times, or maybe early Islamic times. And they're not even steps, you know. They're old steps, narrow steps, wide steps. But I got up to that top, and the Lord just strengthened me. He just strengthened me. And it wasn't even a hard deal. And there was the view, oh, my goodness, of Jerusalem and surrounding territories. The man who took us had high-power binoculars, and it's just something I'm going to try not to miss on upcoming tours, just to see where everything is. Now, that's the place of Samuel. Then he took us to the place, another high mountain. We got in a car. We drove for about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Another high, high mountain. And the top of this mountain is where Saul's palace was. Later, it was the place where Vespasian's Roman camp was. And he was called from there to go back to Rome. The emperor had died, so he left his son Titus in charge. And it was from there they encamped and then later destroyed the temple. In 1963, they started to build a palace for King Hussein of Jordan, who at that time had the land. Jordan lost it later to Israel in the 1967 war. But it's a high, high place. Now, my mind went, because I've read 5 books recently written by a Baptist pastor, just covering in a fiction form, but he's very, you know, he studied things out and it's very accurate. And it was David from his first anointing as a boy, a young lad, a teenager probably, until he was anointed at Hebron. And I had seen that when it was decided, you know, David spent a lot of time in Saul's palace. He played the instrument there for Saul. He married Saul's daughter. He was the friend of Jonathan. Saul made him captive of his force, captain of his forces, and sent him out to battle, hoping he'd be killed. And then finally, he threw javelins at him. And Jonathan and Michael, his wife, said, "You've got to leave. Our father intends to kill you." So we were on that mountaintop where that happened in Saul's palace. And then we were all, he fled. The first place he fled to was Samuel's School of the Prophets at Ramah. Man, oh man, that he didn't go in an air-conditioned car. Wow. You have to see what strength and what shape he was in. And then going back to Elijah the prophet, where he was born, and Max and Quinn took us there, and then see where he walked all the way from the tribes of the north, way down to Beersheba. It's eye-opening, eye-opening. The Bible says they were people like us. But what shapes they must have been in. And speaking of David, I had just read those 5 books, and we had seen the premiere production, Sight and Sounds production of David. You've got to see it. Perhaps when you come to Autumn Assembly, October 15 through 20th, our 30th, can you believe it? Autumn Assembly, number 30, October 15 through 20. Perhaps you can go schedule your trip to go and see this production, Sight and Sounds of David. It is amazing. And I just seen that before I left for Israel. Dear Kimke, hey, Max, what'd you think of the progress at Migdal Arbel?
It is so beautiful. It's for sure, it looked different from last November until today. Last time I was there on November 21st. They are ready for the middle building, all the foundation.
Yeah, the big
dug.
Building.
They have a big building in the middle. And we saw Migdal, we saw the project, we saw the building on the way to Jerusalem, you know, going south toward Beit Shan. It's just, and that hill, I mean, you just, it's so beautiful.
The view.
So it's coming along.
Absolutely. And you know, while we were there, we were to see 3 interior designers who were offering their interior design for the very, very fine hotel it's going to be, and dormitory, you know. And but none of them had been to the site. And I saw talent in all 3. But I said to them, I can't consider this unless you've been to the site. What I want you to do is bring that site inside. Bring it in. And so they're all going to go to the site that none of them had been, and then we're going to again look at their proposals. So praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, for our prayer, Quinn and Max, they go over the prayer. They go over all the statements and everything right after each call, especially Quinn. You know, it's good to have 2 people. That's what I always did, and I know from editing, you need to have someone check, and so she did. And they found there needs to be a change in a word, which I think is really very interesting. The statement, the word is, it's going to be changed from fulfillment to endeavor. And this is the statement that needs to be corrected, and this is how it reads now. The ultimate outcome of any endeavor depends on my will for my nations. Oh, what a statement. He has his will for his nations. These are in the end of days, his will for his nations. And the outcome of any endeavor, he said, depends on my will for my nations. You know, folks, the prayer call last week was about the nations and prayer for the nations. He began by saying, pray for both nations, When he says that, it makes me think that he means two nations that I know are in covenant with him. Of course, Israel. And then from our founding fathers, America. So then he gave the scripture, I exhort, 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, here's how you pray for all men. If you're going to pray for all men, you pray for their leaders, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For there is, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Yeshua HaMashiach, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, here's another statement he made. You are to learn from Ezekiel 22:30. Here is that scripture. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. God is saying there, if he found one person to stand in the gap for Israel, he would have held off judgment. So this is an intercession for your country verse. Now, he spoke to us about the leaders, and then he said what to pray for. This is his statement. Pray for their wisdom and well-being. Another statement, and I didn't write all these statements. I just picked out little parts of them because it would take the whole time. But here, he said, be informed, faithful, and thoughtful. Ask for my wisdom and righteousness to be evident in your nations. Another statement, you are together to lift up your countries and leaders. Division challenges our ability to live this peaceable life that Timothy talks about. That was his statement. Division challenges that ability. And another statement, you are to stand in the gap for the land. Pray for national revival and spiritual healing to my land. Peace, blessings poured out on my nations with mercy. One statement. Church, Israel, Jordan, be in alignment with my will. And the noon prayer, it seemed to me, was victory. The theme of it was victory. There was one statement that really, in light of other things, made me, let's say, wonder. We don't have to know everything. We just have to give him our tongues and let him pray through us. That's what he's doing. But he made a statement, my assistance empowers you to achieve what seems impossible. Go now, Trump, Benjamin. And Benjamin was written in Arabic. Now, we really don't know why that happens sometimes. Max doesn't know, but he does know. He can read and look down there and see it's in Arabic. Now, considering that he instructed us to be informed, here's some things that we're going to be informed about before we pray. President Trump invited Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. The meeting has just happened yesterday for discussions. Not too long after Netanyahu had already been here. And this was a sudden invitation. Now, the sense in Israel is that, as they're saying, they discussed tariffs, they discussed other things. But the number one reason it is believed in Israel by many is that the main discussion was Iran. That Iran is very near to nuclear and what to do about it. The U.S. is sending into the Middle East and places within range of the Middle East ships, planes, super weapons, super planes, and deterrents, the THAAD missile deterrent. Much going there now. So all this activity makes people think that on the top of the agenda was Iran. So the Lord instructed us to pray for the leaders, for their protection, and for wisdom and righteousness. So we're going to do that. Now, another prayer point I want to make is Canada, this wonderful nation to our north, our friend. They have a federal election April 28th, 2025, Monday. We have an office in Canada, and they are sponsoring prayer calls for this election. Now, to find out the details, you can call, you can go to Billy Brim Canada, Billy Brim Ministry Canada, or you can phone toll-free 1-877-868-8470. That's 1-877-868-8470 to join in special prayer calls for Canada. But now we're going to lift them up today. We're going to lift them up today. So today, we're going to pray with our understanding for nations. Heavenly Father, you said in your holy word, and you began last week with us with this instruction. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We thank you, first of all, for your great plan of redemption, which you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. We want to thank you that in that consummation, there lies victory, authority in the shed blood of Jesus Christ for our sins. Oh Lord, like Daniel prayed when he prayed for his nation. Righteousness is not of ourselves. It's only of you. Authority is not of ourselves. It's only of you. And Father, we see in your holy word that nations are blessed when they bless Israel. We thank you here in the United States that there's been an ongoing blessing of Israel. We pray that that can happen for Canada and for other nations. And we lift up Israel itself. We lift up the leaders of this nation. We're going to obey you, Father. We want to stand in the gap for your land and for other nations. And we do believe that when you mention two nations, that you are recognizing that our dear founding fathers and others in between, we've not been perfect, for by all means, horrible things have happened. But, oh God, in the name above all names, we do believe that you've allowed us to be back on the right track of blessing Israel. But we stand in the gap for our lands. Some of the people on this call, their land is not blessing Israel right now, but they want to stand in the gap for where you place them. You have placed them to be ambassadors wherever they are. And as an ambassador for the Lord, and as one who is to shine as a star and manifest God to the principalities and powers, we lift up our fellow believers standing in the gap today for Canada, Lord. In the name above every name, we know the desire of the Christians there. We know that recent things have happened that have caused maybe things that look good in the polls to look bad in the polls. We don't know about the polls, but we know our God. And Father, in the name above every name, speak to the heart of the Canadian voters. Holy One of Israel, we stand in the gap for America. We stand in the gap for Canada. And, oh, Lord, we pray for national revival and spiritual healing in your land. You ask that, and we do ask for it. I've just been to Israel, Lord, and I see some of the challenges that division puts forth. Oh, God, in the name above every name, protests going on in the streets, division among your people. Holy Father, help us all to see a division, division in the body of Christ, division in Israel, division in our governments is the tool of the enemy. And in the name above all name, we stand with our authority today and we speak to you, princes of the powers of the air. Cease and desist in your evil plans to bring division to Israel, to America, to Canada. Oh God and our Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, we ask you for our nations to have the leaders, to have wisdom. We ask you for the protection. And oh God, we ask you that they would know righteousness, the righteousness that comes from you. Holy Father, in the name above every name, we so blakatafka, use us now. We lift our voices especially to you, Lord, in obedience to last week's prayer call. Please use us to pray for those who are making decisions today that affect the whole world. Oh, Father, we know that victory only comes from you. And we do know that you have will for nations in the end of days. Father, oh, manakaya, manakaya, manakaya. Imana kahalaya santo choto koto ho sham cho pakala kafra hala kongara kato ho shekato. Masko do braka hala ko breka taka frande ne kontashko. Minyo no kohuru kumbay vele tush kwa shanto chede koto e sham janda. Ike de kafra hala ko breka de kahala kangara kato ho shekye ne kondashko. Pijandoro go ho shekyaro ko bregeri ko uchwe de ko manu bela kahala kaya na kora ko pe bela donye ne kora ko tashka. Ibili hitwa hashandoro go horo ko penye ne ko horo ko pa. Ibili do ho shwa chonge de ko do ho shakakra ka danye ne ko horo ko debre. Mish ko tanjem pango de ko toshka tibra kafra halai. Mi colo cohora cambile doce, cato cora cambacchia, non ho cora cattiva. E se ne baro tu squa, a giondoro cohore campigno, non cohore con pebe, le donne ne qua. E se ne matua, a giondoro cohore magnanda, non cohore capito, non cohore con tambri, che ti gada a sciangere, ne codo sciacciana. E scabra, a lo cofri, che tu cohore cambile, con prebre, che tu cohore cambango, cohore con desche, non cohore con dosche da bracca. Mille to hora kafre ke ne he shon de ota da kapa, ota da kapa, ota da kapa, ati kora ko pashka tonje, milo vro tonje, pebre toa. I kapalo to, amanyan to, amanyana ko hora ko babi la katya. Pishan jo no ko hora ko prakya prakole ke menye toa, I jo no kora kale ko hora ko baba la tihinye ne kwa ha. E je ne be, e je ne be, e je ne be, le da la compra kafka, my God and King. Oh, la pisco tombra kafai, e no complica la cabra. Isho tobre, isho tobre, isho tobre. Pila cotoro patanio ne coro cotisco. Mi ne cobre fretanio ne coro cotos, vendanga kapapa. E shantoro cotoro shetia de cotoro shakyata. Kafika te kohole kapra. Ejene makahalai. Ejene makahala koka. Kafika te koto ishendiato. Kafika te kohole keta. Maskoton kafika te kohole kapra. Ejidu braswa karanonieto no kohoshai. Kevele dur shwaton yene kwada ko baby atan. Makoro ko brekete ka front yene kotoshka. Injili ko kwa, matoro ko hoshanke, ikalakaya. Ikalakaya nanga. O balahaya. Kabila kombre. Aso no koro kotonye, ne kohoro kotonye. Fabrikato kope, kafrakata hashangi. Emene kwa, frakata gombe biakta. Ishato to kohoro ka barakte anan konjana kodoshka tatlera kodoro shebre getifra. Ile kombre he fanyo no koro ka paletanya, ne koro ka dabri. Ishanamotwe, pako, malakatiata. Makalakata hatam, brekata kokosheti, nakorogotoshka tafla. Ishkata prakata tanya, nakahalakam, prakata kahalaka, prakata tando. Jiriko shwel protafra. Magalakam pecho no copre que te caja fracta no coromanacato la catacha. Oh, precious Father, wondrous Jesus. Midan brocuto cojole bedigando de la cojol shanga la cotabrica la cofre. Imano no cojole que baba. Mitalo coro capillo. Mele korobana ka pasho para kakita la gankapre. Ide ga da hashoke na godo hishake, tete godo hishake. Oh, Savior Divine, ma korapitiano vala tabra kada go preke. Ijana ma kweri, ana na kohoro kote, vieni kodoshka dabre kata katanje, ni kodoshka dabre kata katapre. Mele brohutam brekere gahalai, eshtundelo godero kotoshka di brekatoshka. Itele gahalai, itele kahayata. Graminye tono kora katanya ni kohoro ko pepia. Ishana kora minyanda la koho chonde de kotohi shekya, tata katohi shakya. Kavikala kohra pachi. Ka kalamarata nina kaha. Kye belatura manaka. Ala kopre kafanye makolo kopetia. Ijede de kohurjonto. Ijede kohurjonto lo kopre. Maji dako manaka ragadashka tapikata kafra. Burudu shwatopre, frakatokombre, ilikapa, anchono kombangya, aridonyertoshe gamba, tono kombrepre di vra, merion doshke, frida la komba makora manika lakai, abri nanchono vege, bangala gadahaya nakahai, ashkutono godoshka, pregada gavre, menikobre kafi, Ojani le kambrako de gohore kambrakia, anyene kora maniaga, ajene me kwa fra, mango de godore kapinyo, no koro kota le kapa, genio no kora, manyene koro kadanya, no koro godele kabai, andoro go boske denje do karakarai. Peshka donje via. Fica la cabrecchia fra codo coho shankie de codo coho shankie. Crava la godole capracchie. Che la catania ne coro codoro codonge de codo shk de catacce. Che vele toho shkwa. E gene na cataia na cahalaca. Kangara gadish codone ne capra. Oje de coho racatoshkata, caracatanche de codo shedra. Mela kombra frakatoria frakadaka halanche. Ijide matwa, shele kotoko koshangye de koto hishekyakta.
Y que le compré Fradush, guarde, compré, repete, cotonche, de cojo de copa. Me le compra, que a mí no me copa, a la tía. Y se le va a y se le va a caracotos, que te 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 va a caracotos, Kafi kada koho le kabicho na koro kotonje de koto e shkwa. E je ne matura. E je ma koro manierto non gombre kada kofre heli ko kapra kada kahalai. E shatore, e shatore, e shatore. Mekala kakaya na kahala kankala kada shikombra. E je te koho le kabicho. E gala kahala kambrakya. Ima na kwa. Meko doko do e shen jata. Kashko to karaka dashka tanje de koho shak jete. Mele to sho tonje de koto he shak cha. E kafraka doko ho la kapike me koto koro kapa. E shen e makarka to ho shen ge de konto shka. Mele to pre, mele komprakya na koho roko jete de koto he shak jete. E shato do koho shakjete. Kara koto roko tonje de koto he shakjete, de koto he shakjata. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Kara koto koho re kampinyo no koro kotoshka. E shana motwete de koto ya. Kara kan giando de koto he shakjata, de kotoshka. Bilitoshka, bilitoshka, bilitoshka. Malacombre, malacombre, malacombre. E vedo di suata da congara, cataca fraca di cotonce di cotosca. Me le to precatai e nacahalacai. Mandora, manacahalacai e nacacangara. I se da congrevre da cotonce di cotoscente di cotosca tangene. Miskatora, 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 bakala fitio na kotopre. E jana ma kwa, shotebre, kata kofreti, na kotoche, na kotoche. Ishato, 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 ishato. Me kofre fradanya, me kofre kata kaya, na kofuru kotia, na kotoche. E belito hushwa, kavra kata koho shangye, na kete. Gabila torre patunyu nu kwa, e jene mangoro goto hebre botui, jodabre zwa donye. Bashku du brevro du washka donje de godoshka dabre, e mena kwa, e mena kwa, e mena kwa, vele torre anana kumbre ka de godoshka. Isato no go hube, le karananye ne kohoro kodashka. Isato no go hushetye de godahalai. Para koto he shengye no kodosh kata karka papra. Emi ne kata no tosh kata pikadaska. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise you for this time of prayer together, Lord. Praise you for this manifestation of tongues and interpretation that's as you designed it, Father. Praise you in the name. Praise you for every person who's on this fine, holy one. Praise you for every statement. Praise you for every scripture. And folks, you know, the Lord encourages us in this prayer. He always encourages us. And in the prayer of April 2nd, which I was in Amman, Jordan, and that prayer was all about praying for our leaders. We've quoted it today. Praying for our nations. Praying for our leaders, and he closed it with this, such an encouraging statement. I will do miracles in their hearts through your prayers. And then he closed it with trust in me, which was underlined. So we trust in you, Lord, to do miracles in the hearts of our leaders, bringing wisdom, protection, encouraging them to righteousness and victory. Oh, Lord, we pray We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We lift up all this prayer with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Wait a minute. Somehow I lost hearing you by my ear. Hold on,
okay.
Just a minute. Let me see if I can rectify that. I hear you on my phone, but I want to hear you with my earbuds. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Bless the Lord.
So, try again here. Max, are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got you. Got you now.
Okay.
All right.
Technical
things here. Technical difficulties, but we got them straightened out. All right, thank you.
Yes. Start with James 5:7. James 5:7. And the first statement read like this. My faithfulness to ensure your protection. My faithfulness to ensure your protection and strength. And strength against Satan. Strength against Satan. Now, this part is underlined, the same statement. So I'm going to continue on with the underlined part, the same statement. Reinforcing. Reinforcing your confidence. Reinforcing your confidence in my victory for you. And my victory for you by faith. And my victory for you by faith. Okay, I'm going to read the whole statement all over again. My faithfulness to ensure your protection and strength against Satan. This part is underlined. Reinforcing your confidence and my victory for you by faith. All right. Next scripture here is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Proverbs 13:9. Proverbs chapter 13, 1-3, verse 9. Next statement. I'm not sure if this is an L or a capital G. Quinn? I need another set of I here.
Living.
Okay, L. Living righteously. Yeah, that makes sense. Living righteously will lead with an S. Living righteously will lead you to successful, victorious outcomes. Victorious outcomes. In this prayer, together with my prophet, Oh, I'm sorry. With my appointed. See, I'm just going on here. With my appointed friend and prophet, I called you. And that is the statement. I read it again. I'm going to get close to Quinn here in case I need her help. Okay. Living righteously will lead you to successful, victorious outcome. Outcomes, sorry. And this prayer together with my appointed friend and prophet, I called you. And that is the statement. Then he gave us 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Peter 5:10. Hebrew 11:30. James 4:7. James 4:7. Next statement. Faith in me to ensure victory. Faith in me to ensure victory and spiritual salvation. And spiritual salvation. So, believe in achieving the ultimate. The ultimate. I have for you all together today. I did, D-I-D. Oh, I did is underlined. That's the only two words. In the end, I did is underlined. Okay, I'll read it all over again. Faith in me to ensure victory and spiritual salvation. So believe in achieving the ultimate I have for you all together today. I did is underlined. Okay, next scripture here is Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. Galatians 5:1. 2 Timothy 4:7. Next statement is underline. I am emphasizing the eternal blessings. Yeah. I am emphasizing the eternal blessings for those who overcome spiritual, sustenance.
That's right, sustenance.
That's what Quinn resistance. Okay. Victory over Satan. Believe in God, your Jesus. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. I am emphasizing the eternal blessings for those who overcome spiritual sustenance, victory over Satan, believe in God, your Jesus.
Okay, let me read that to you how I think it should be.
Okay.
I am emphasizing the eternal blessings for those who overcome. Now he's going to tell us what those blessings are. Spiritual sustenance, victory over Satan, believe in God, your Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now, scripture here, 1 John 5:5. 1 John 5:5, 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14, 1-4. Colossians with a C, 2:15, 1-5. Okay, next statement. Say this with confidence that you will, say this with confidence that you will, oh, the rest of it is underlined. It reads like this. Not be afraid from what is coming. Not be afraid. Or you will, oh yeah, that makes sense. You will not be afraid from what is coming. No one will perish. Be alert of the common? What is that? There is two N's here.
Common.
Common? Alert of the common. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Say this with confidence that you will, underlined, not be afraid from what is coming. No one will perish. Be alert of the common.
Is it all the way to the end then, underlined, after not
yes,
being afraid?
Yes, Mr. Willie. Yes.
Okay.
Not be afraid to the common is all underlined.
All right, thank you.
Okay, then the Lord gave us 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. Just looking up, he just gave us 1 John 5:5. Now back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 John 5:4. Joshua 10:8. Joshua 10:8. 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13, 1-3. You are promised, ED in the end, you are promised victory. You are promised victory through faith. You are promised victory through faith. I has, I has overcome this world. I has overcome this world. Now the rest of it is underlined. You can live a victorious life. You can live a victorious life through me, Jesus Christ. That is the statement. I'll read it again. You are promised victory through faith. I have overcome the world. Underline part. You can live a victorious life through me, Jesus Christ.
The first time I heard you read it, you said, I have overcome, or I has overcome this world. This time you said the world, which is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, this.
This, okay.
This world, right, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:15, verse 57. Revelation 3:17. Revelation 3:17. Next statement is underlined. It is all about your relationship with me. That's a statement, and it's underlined. It is all about your relationship with me. Without, next statement, without Christ, your God, you can't do nothing. What a statement.
Is it you can do nothing?
You can't. C-A-N-T. Without Christ, your God, you can't do nothing. That's what it says. Come right here. Isn't that true? Yeah. Without Christ, your God, you can't do nothing. Okay. Did I say it is all about your relationship with me as underlined? Did I tell you it's underlined? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then without Christ, your God, you can't do nothing. Next scripture, John 15:1-5. John 15:4-5. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Next statement. Both of you, you are my... Is that workmanship? Yeah, workmanship. Both of you, you are my workmanship. Do the good works. Both of you, you are my workmanship. Do the good works with an S. Next scripture here is Philippians 2:13. John 14:1-4, verse 18. John 14:18. This statement is underlined. I am the high priest, church, living by faith, and my words I am the High Priest, Church, living by faith and my words. And it's underlined, the whole statement. I am the High Priest, Church, living by faith and my words. Ephesians 1, 22. Ephesians 1, 22. Trust in me.
All right.
There you have
it. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Beginning with James 5, 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, or that could be farmer, waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until it receives the early and latter rain. This verse is concerning the coming of the Lord. And it says, be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, other translations say farmer, waits for the precious fruit of the earth. You see, God is the husbandman. God is the farmer. Now, the coming of the Lord, he's waiting for earth to produce its fruit. And the fruit of the earth is souls to serve God forever in his future kingdom and plans. And he has long patience for it until, King James says he, but other translations say it, and it should be it, because it's talking about the earth, receives the early and latter rains, and you could add in that together. The early rain prepares the earth for its fruit. The latter rain prepares the earth for planting. The latter rain for reaping, for the earth to mature to reaping. So he's talking about the early and latter rains coming together. And we know those are spiritual outpourings. From what I see in the Bible, the early rain was Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit fell. And the latter rain is what happened at the Azusa Street revival then around the world. But there's coming an outpouring that will be like the early and latter rains together just before the coming of the Lord. So this verse is a teaching within a teaching, and it's telling us about the timing of the coming of the Lord, and that the Lord will receive a precious fruit from the earth, and it will be preceded by a great outpouring. Now that is the scripture that he began with. His statement is, next statement, my faithfulness to ensure your protection and strength against Satan, and now underline from here on, reinforcing your confidence in my victory for you by faith. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will. Now, this is the, I'm going to use this New American because it uses strengthen. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Living righteously will lead you to successful, victorious outcomes in this prayer together with my appointed friend and prophet, I called you. Now, when Max read this, I think right here,
Of course, living righteously is going to profit everyone. But I think he's talking to us as a prayer group. In our individual lives, living righteously, Max and Quinn, me, Brenda, Shelley, others, many of you that I know are on the call, each one of us as a part of this prayer force, our prayers will be more effective if we live righteously. Of course, we have the righteousness of God through Christ, but there are also righteous living and righteous acts. And if you live righteously, then you'll have more successful outcomes. And he's talking about our prayer together. So he said, I called you. I think that means he called us to pray together. I've discussed this with others. I don't know why everybody's not on this prayer call. But it could be perhaps that he's just called certain people to it. I don't know that for a fact. But I do know we are called. And if we'll live righteously from what he tells us right here, this prayer that we do together will be very, very effective. And I know you are people who aim to do that. First, live righteously. 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered, well, I'm going to read it from the King James first. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered or endured a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. That's very interesting. He's called us and the whole church to his eternal glory. I'm going to be talking about that in the upcoming story of the glory. But even on this call, we've had to mature. Shelley told me about one of her classes with Brother Hagin where he told them, you know, you're just beginning out in ministry. You're going to have to endure for a while. And as you do, that will strengthen you and settle you and establish you. So I think he's talking to us as a prayer group. We've matured, and it's been necessary for us to mature and to grow in this prayer and to be strengthened in this prayer and to be settled and established. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Faith in me to ensure victory and spiritual salvation. So believe in achieving the ultimate. I have for you all together today. And then underlined, I did. Romans 8:31.
Miss Billy, I don't think you read Hebrews 11:30.
No, I didn't. I skipped it.
Okay.
Keep me straight. I'll keep you straight. You keep me straight, okay?
You keep me straight. Okay.
The Lord will keep us all straight. Hebrews 11:30. You see, we're just human, and we don't do everything perfectly. Okay. Now, he had said to us that we're going to, well, you know the statement. So here it is, Hebrews 11:30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled or compassed about 7 days.
Yeah, what is that one?
Now he's going to point us to faith. Faith in me to ensure victory and spiritual salvation. So believe in achieving the ultimate I have for you all together today. And then underlined, I did. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us,
who can be against us? Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Second Timothy 4:7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. I am emphasizing the eternal blessings for those who overcome. Now, here's what I feel free to do, because I know the original scriptures have absolutely no punctuation. The original Hebrew, none. The original Greek. It's left up to the translators to put it in. So I believe, of course, we don't need to overcome spiritual sustenance. We need to enjoy it. So I'm thinking that he's naming the eternal blessings. So here's how I believe it should read. I am emphasizing the eternal blessings for those who overcome. Colon, dash, comma, whichever one you want to use. And here are those spiritual blessings. Spiritual sustenance, victory over Satan. Believe in God, your Jesus. 1 John 5:5. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. He's given us this scripture recently, and I know he has, because I told Shelley, wherever we went this time, it seemed people, they would say things like, oh, there's an awe about you, or our vibes, or presence, all kinds of things they said to us. And I said, Shelley, that's just the manifestation of the verse the Lord that gave us recently. And here it is in the ESV, but thanks be to God in who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and spreads through us the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. The New American says the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15. King James, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Here it is in the New American. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. 'Say this with confidence, that you will not be afraid from what is coming.'" And beginning with "not be afraid from what is coming" is underlined. "No one will perish. Be alert of the common." Now what that means of the common, I don't know. But we don't need to know everything. We prayed it. So it shall be. I'm going to look up the common. I'm going to look up that word after we get off the line. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Joshua 10:8. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands, and not one of them shall stand before you." 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. That might give it to you right there. Be alert of the common. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. So I believe that gives us our, that gives us what we need to know about the common temptations. Here it is in the King, in, okay, that's good enough right there. Next statement. You are promised victory through faith. I has overcome this world. Now underlined. You can live a victorious life through me, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:17. Because you say, "I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Would you look at that again, Max, and see?
Okay, look at Revelation 3:17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is Revelation 3:17. It's very clear. Quinn and I are looking at it.
Okay. The only thing, now this is just something that could possibly be. He's talking about something coming. And something that's about to come. And he said we should say with confidence that we'll not be afraid of what is coming. This could be the one that's going to be judged in the something coming has said. For instance, if it happens, then I'll tell you what I think about this, okay? But that could be
Something might happen.
Yeah, something might happen. And this could have been what the one that it happens to, or the nation that it happens to, the judgment, has said. It could be. I don't want to. We'll see what happens. But that's a possibility. Then the next statement is, right now I'm just have to leave it in abeyance and take it as that and just leave it in abeyance, not make a judgment. It is all about your relationship. Now, this is underlined, as I understand it. Is that right, Max, the next statement?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It is all about your relationship with me. Without Christ, your God, you can't do nothing. Now, that can be taken two ways. That without Christ, you can do nothing. Or, without Christ, when you have a double negative, it makes it a positive. So if it is a double negative, you can't do nothing, then it means you have to do something. John 15, 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. I really think that word should be, you can do nothing. And what I do when I think that is, I write like the can't, and then I'll put the apostrophe T in a parentheses, because I really believe it should read, you can do nothing. Without Christ your God, you can do nothing. Well, that's what it says in the scripture he gave. Without me, you can do nothing. So, next statement. Both of you, you are my workmanship. Do the good works. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Wow, I love that. Hallelujah. And the next is underlined. I am the high priest, church, living by faith and my words. Ephesians 1:22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Hallelujah. From that great prayer of authority. And then ends in trust in me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful word. All about victory, but I do think it also cautions us that something is coming, and we must say we're not going to be afraid. And praise the Lord. There in Jerusalem, today you are. And we're instructed to pray for the peace, that means the wholeness, of Jerusalem. Yes. And so there you are, Max, today. Praise the Lord, and we lift up Jerusalem.
Amen.
Probably what's incoming, Israel and Jerusalem, will be some way a part of it.
Yeah.
So we lift it up. Go ahead.
I'm looking at Mount Olive right now from the hotel room window. What a beautiful sight.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes.
Are you
it
looking?
Is.
Can you also see the Tower of the Ascension?
Yes.
The tall tower. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if you got my room that I had.
Huh. I'm not going to say where I am, but I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll text you where I'm at.
Okay. But anyway, you can see that, so yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Just remind you that he's coming back there, and everything he said will come to pass, no matter what happens in between. But our prayer, I think he's really instructing us in our prayer together. I took some of these scriptures today that together, he's really talking to us too. Even though we're praying and our prayers go to the whole world, wherever he wants them, I believe he's encouraging us as a prayer group and believe for victorious outcomes. And I loved that statement that he ended with last week in the morning. Let me see if I can find my book here. But here's what he said. I will do miracles in them through your prayers. I will do the miraculous. I would say to my friends in Canada and brothers and sisters, believe for the miraculous. He can do miraculous in the hearts of voters. Bless the Lord. He can do miraculous in the hearts of leaders. It don't seem like it, they could do behave right. We trust God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You are in the hotel, and they're getting all prepared for Passover. I hope you have something to eat.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, bless the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. So let's give... let's give the... let's get them out at Prayer Mountain an opportunity to get started. And so let's begin our prayer call at 12:15. Is that all right with you, Brother Max?
Yeah, that's all right. It'll be 8:15 for me. It's about 5:15
now. So give you a little time for getting something to eat. Okay, everybody, and shalom, shalom, until the next
shalom,
call.
Shalom.
We got another one. Praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.